We'll continue. Chapter 9, page 75. The title of the chapter was The Ultimate Question, What is the Purpose of My Life? Listen carefully. We are somewhere in the middle. We were discussing about dream work. This is the fourth paragraph from the top. On further, deeper inquiry, he recognized that the person who was waking up was the same person who was in the dream and the same person who was in the deep sleep state. While his mind was going through different experiences in these three states of consciousness, he was still essentially the same person. He had never changed. Yet, through the presence of the consciousness principle in him, he had experienced change. He further deduced that the other people also experienced their own world of change. The underlying principle for them to experience change is also an unchanging consciousness. The last part of his deduction was that his experience of unchanging consciousness would be the same experience of other human beings if they were to apply the same logic. That concludes the deduction that there is only one consciousness. It is only our minds that make us believe that we are different. But truly inside, we are just one, non-dual. This unchanging consciousness is the basis or the substratum of all the changes that we see in our own experience of this world. It is this consciousness which itself experiences who we are and knows who we are. We are all aware we are getting older. Yet, deep within us, we are to the most extent aware that we are not changing. Knowing and becoming aware of this changeless aspect as the witness, the experiencer of all the experiences, is what the journey of the seeker is. The ancient sages also defined a fourth state of consciousness, which they experienced for themselves during deep state of meditation. It is that state of consciousness where, while being awake, you transcend all the equipment of the body, breath, mind, intellect, ego and memory, where nothing else exists. Yet it is the basis of life. Holy are those souls who can find this quietude where time and matter seem not to exist, where you are so quiet that the mind merges into consciousness. We used this discussion today to go into a bit of contemplation mode, to recognize if it is at all possible for the untrained mind so far to experience the changeless self. We usually associate our experience through these three states of consciousness, not pure consciousness, these states of consciousness, wakefulness, dream, and deep sleep. But using pure logic alone, we all can deduce that there has to be something which is changeless, that is the self, which has these layers of the body, mind, intellect, memory, and ego, which makes us feel we are having different experiences. And because of our habit of identifying with the body, mind, intellect, memory, and ego, we constantly do not go deeper into that state of consciousness, which is the true substratum. It is only during deep meditation, when the mind has fully submerged into that fourth state of consciousness, that our mind is fully at peace. And if it is at peace, is that what its true nature is? Does the mind and consciousness become one? Is the mind not a presentation of its own consciousness? Questions to ponder upon further. The answer will come to you when the time is right, when you have done enough self-inquiry. Jai Gurudev.